I actually find it quite hard to think of the barriers that there are for women in science, and that's because I'm actually quite happy in what I'm doing. I've got to the place I want to be, but I do think that I'm in a little niche and that there are a lot of barriers still. And one way that I think that's really obvious is that all the jobs that I do, they're dominated by women. And therefore it makes you think that this must be a woman's type of science that I'm doing. And why isn't there a mixture? So I don't think men and women compete equally for science jobs, and women get pushed into women-type research. And I also think that women have more choices now. They can start off, they can choose. They're more likely to be able to go to university and do sciences. When I went to school, going back a bit, I was actually not allowed to do three science subjects to A level, and I had to fight to do that. I did do it, and I was put in the girls' class for sciences, and it wasn't as well taught. And I think there's more choice now, so I think women can start off with a choice, but I don't think women are necessarily taking that choice. I think the problem is that society still has particular expectations, and so even if you give choices, you've also got to fight societal norms. But I have to say, having said that, that there are some really successful women scientists within my own institute, and you know, it's led by very strong women. It has been led by very strong women in the past. So it's possible to overcome the barriers.